It's time for another Dream Team interview on regional radio. This time we're focusing on the baseball Dream Team. More specifically, Isaiah Gibbs of Arcadia Valley. Isaiah, congratulations on making the Dream Team.
Thank you.
Is this your first time making the Dream Team?
It is, yes.
And talk to me about that feeling of getting that announcement.
It feels great. You know, I've put in the work to get there, and it feels really good to be up with the other names of, you know, Jake Pryor, Hayden Helvey. You know, a couple of my buddies that I know have gotten it, so it's nice to be up there with them.
Talk to me about that work. Can you kind of just describe the process, maybe from your junior year to your senior season and all that off-season work that led up to this moment?
I didn't play basketball this off-season, mainly preparing, trying to get, you know, focused on getting signed for baseball and putting in the work, getting to the cage, and just trying to get better as an infielder, you know, as a player as a whole, and it paid off.
It paid off big time. A 439 batting average, 727 slugging percentage, 1.307 OPS. I mean, you had great stats this season. What was some of the standout highlights for you this year?
Not really offensively, but mainly defensively up on the mound. You know, had a good game early against Jefferson, good district win for us. Pitched a nice game against St. Jean in the conference tournament. We ended up losing that game, but, you know, those are all great memories that I recall, so.
And what does it mean to be able to play for Arcadia Valley?
It means a lot. You know, my parents both went there. You know, all my friends, mainly all of my family went there. So to be able to go through and put on the AV Tigers jersey, it means a ton to me.
And you mentioned it's a family legacy for you down there in Ironton. Do you get a sense of pride when you wear that Tigers jersey, knowing your parents have worn it as well?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. My dad, he was a baseball basketball guy, and he was more so on the basketball side, so I had to kind of pick up the slack on the baseball end.
Was it a tough decision to not want to play basketball and focus solely on baseball?
It was. You know, a lot of my friends at AV played basketball. Coach Turnbull really wanted me to play, but ultimately it was a long-run decision that I think it did pay off. You know, I did get signed, and I did get better as a player. So, I mean, it was a tough decision, but in the end, it all worked out.
You mentioned you got signed. You'll be attending William Woods on a baseball scholarship. That's an NAIA school. Why William Woods?
Really, they gave me a great opportunity. Coach Nels and all the guys up there, they're great people, great campus. It kind of gives me the perfect distance away from home, you know, to where I can meet new people and try new things and just kind of get a whole new experience.
What position will you be playing in college?
They have me as a utility guy, so I'll be getting some infield and outfield time.
And leading up to your college debut, you'll also be playing a lot of travel ball this summer.
Yeah, I'm with the Missouri Outlaw South, which Coach Baker and Coach Ronnie Calvert, they run a great program. You know, they've produced a lot of good guys. Dylan Coleman, who actually just got drafted by the Padres, he was on this organization, so it's a pretty good program to be in.
And important to note that William Woods is located in Fulton, so you'll be about 3 hours away from home. Is it kind of nice and comforting knowing that you'll be able to come back home on weekends or holidays when you're not in season?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I'll be able to come back and mom can do some laundry and come back and see the family and all the friends. So it'll be a good time.
And most importantly, those home-cooked meals.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to miss those the most for sure.
Yeah, you'll want to take advantage of them while you got them. And Isaiah, important to note that you are a student athlete and you finished with a 3.2 GPA, finished in the top 20 in your class. How important is academics for you?
They're going to be really important. So I'm going to step up my game going to college and really buckle down and hit the books.
What do you want to study in college?
Right now I have secondary education with a focus in chemistry. I had a great chemistry teacher in high school, so he kind of paved the way for me to want to kind of be like him.
And is there a coaching future, you think?
Maybe. Hopefully I can come back to maybe a place like AV and be a baseball coach and help some younger kids try to get to the next level just like I wanted to.
Who helps you get to where you're going to be and where you're at now?
Oh, I couldn't list the amount of people. You know, my mom and dad, they were extremely beneficial to me. You know, they always got me places where I need to be. You know, grandparents always encouraged me, helping me when I was little. Like I said, Coach Baker, Coach Ronnie Calvert, Coach Mike Mannion, Coach Inman, Coach Thomas, and just, you know, all my friends, they've always pushed me to be the best I can be and just kind of try to take this dream as far as I can.
That's Isaiah Gibbs, a member of the Spring 2018 Dream Team class. And Isaiah, good luck in your future.
Thank you very much.